With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. ratchets up a standoff with Iran in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Defense Department says the U.S. military has seized another tanker linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil.
Motor vessel Majestic X, we intend to conduct the boarding of your vessel.
Officials released video of U.S. forces on the deck of the oil tanker Majestic X seized Thursday in the Indian Ocean, in the same area where U.S. troops seized another oil tanker headed to China. There was no immediate response from Iran. On Wednesday, Iran attacked three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, capturing two of them. The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has effectively cut off nearly all exports through the strait, and gas prices have skyrocketed. I'm Donna Warder.
At least 10 people were injured Thursday as two groups of people opened fire at each other inside the food court at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Authorities say at least some of those responsible fled the scene as a huge police response arrived. In a major policy shift, the Trump administration has reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The move does not legalize marijuana for medical or recreational use under U.S. law, but the order changes the way marijuana is regulated, shifting licensed medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to the less strictly regulated Schedule 3. President Trump has promised to expand Americans' access to medical treatment options. Critics say the order sends a confusing message about the dangers of marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 179 points. The Nasdaq dropped 219. The S&P 500 lower by 29 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues a warning.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Marathon Public Bible Reading event continues in Washington, D.C. through Saturday. America Reads the Bible is being live-streamed from the Museum of the Bible and on Tuesday featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Other participants include Republican politicians and evangelical leaders. The event is organized by Christians Engaged and is part of a larger project connecting America's 250th birthday with a Christian vision. This is SRN News. We may be on the verge of a golden age for nuclear power.
4 decades after the Chernobyl accident, nuclear power is seeing a global revival. About 400 reactors are operational in 31 countries, and about 70 more are under construction. Nuclear power accounts for about 10% of the world's electricity. The International Energy Agency's executive director says while Chernobyl and Japan's Fukushima disaster diminished the appetite for nuclear power, it was clear years ago that there would probably be a revival. Rich Thomason reporting.
Renowned American conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has died at the age of 81. His spokesperson Connie Schumann says Tilson Thomas died Wednesday night. He led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.